Kyle Malin. He's the editor of the MERS newsletter. Kyle, good morning.
Good morning, Tony.
I know you watched the presidential debate last night. Tell me about it.
Well, you know, I think that it showed very clearly that there's two candidates who are the front runners right now. It's Rick Perry and Mitt Romney. I mean, they stood out, you know, like the shining stars there as the two people that the Republicans are really lining up behind in this presidential race, you know, and they were going after each other. Brian Williams was kind of stoking the fire a little bit, and everybody else on the stage kind of seemed more like a sideshow that was kind of contributing, and that I guess they were just kind of there.
I have heard and read reports that Brian Williams, who was one of the mediators, was somewhat biased in the questions and the way he presented those questions. They weren't neutral. They weren't in a fashion that seemed fair. What's your take on that?
You know, I think that may be why the debate turned out to be so good. I mean, I really enjoyed the debate more than I enjoy most debates. I mean, he asked questions that were tough, and he asked questions that I think were designed to get a reaction. You know, he didn't ask questions that were neutral. He didn't ask, what was your take on the economy? I mean, that's boring. I mean, nobody wants to hear that. I mean, he asked questions that got Mitt Romney and Rick Perry engaged. He asked questions that got Rick Perry and Ron Paul engaged. And, you know, he got Newt Gingrich fired up, and I thought that was good. I mean, this is what people want to see. I mean, people want to see what the clear differences are among candidates. That's why we have these debates. These aren't love fests. These aren't things that, you know, you want people to tune in. And in order to get people to tune in, you got to get difference, you got to get drama, you got to get conflict. And I thought Brian Williams did a great job with that.
Who won?
You know, I think Rick Perry did really well at the beginning. I think if you just did the first 40, 50 minutes, I would declare Rick Perry the winner. But for the whole body of work, I thought Mitt Romney was more consistent. You know, I've watched Mitt Romney for the last at least 4 years, 5 years, and he's always seemed so robotic to me. You know, he always just seems like a suit. And today or yesterday, I thought he did a great job seeming personal. He's really gotten better about, you know, connecting with people and seeming like a real person. And, you know, from the beginning to the end, I thought he did really well. I think Rick Perry faltered a little bit at the end. He started talking about Social Security and the energy and science, and I thought he kind of waffled a little bit. I think the constant beating that he took from the other candidates, quite frankly, got to him a little bit because he did end up being the target.
AFL-CIO President Mark Gaffney will not seek re-election. That seems to be a bit of a surprise.
Well, you know, we've been hearing about this since the beginning of the year, and it's because the Democrats did so poorly in the elections in 2010, and because we have a new head of the UAW. I mean, Bob King is coming in, and he's the man, and he wants to make sure that everybody's following the playbook that he's writing. And I think what we saw is that Mark Brewer, the chair of the Michigan Democratic Party, is following that playbook by and large. I mean, he is coming back or came back as the chair of the party because he had the blessing of Bob King, and he wouldn't have that job if he didn't have the blessing of Bob King. So for whatever reason, Mark Gaffney has not been able to get on the same page with Bob King, or they don't feel comfortable with each other, and he's not going to seek re-election. Instead, the UAW is going to get somebody else in that position, somebody who's already doing some work for them right now and trying to soften up some vulnerable state House Republicans. And, you know, I think that's of the direction he wants to go, obviously.
Who are the leading candidates?
You know, right now, like I said, there's a group out there called We the People. And they're a group that is going around the state and buttering up, you know, these House Republican candidates. It's led by somebody named Carla Swift. She's out of Livonia. She's got a union background. And it appears the UAW is going to be lining up behind her. There's also somebody from the AFT, Daryl Newman. Looks like he's going to be the secretary treasurer. And then also the head of the food and commercial workers, Chris Malakis. I think I'm saying I always butcher that name. I apologize about that. But he is looks like he's going to be heading up the Metro Detroit effort there for the AFL-CIO.
The Senate Republicans introduce education proposals that teachers may not like. Talk about that.
Yeah, you know, this is really the wish list of school choice advocates everywhere. And what Phil Pavlov, the chair of the Senate Education Committee, is putting out there right now is just really a Christmas list of stuff that They would like to see a lift on the charter cap, giving or mandating that all public schools accept children into their classroom through a school of choice program. Right now, there's some in Metro Detroit that do not. And also, there's something in there about privatizing teachers. Instead of having them always represented by the MEA, a school district could go out and contract with a private company that has a bank of teachers and bring them in. You know, you already see that with the custodial services and the food cafeteria workers, and this would just extend it to teachers. So a lot, and then also we got some more stuff with online schools and just really a big sweeping package that I think is going to have a little bit of trouble within even the Republican caucus.
Kyle, I am running short of time. Can we get you back on tomorrow? Because there's a ton of other questions I have. Are you available at the same time?
Oh, absolutely. Let's do it, Tony.
All right. Let's get you back on the program and put a check mark there. I guess you could take 30 seconds. You write in the MERS newsletter that Terry Jones speaks, few there to listen.
Yeah, I went down to that event, and it for all the commotion and hubbub about it, it was really kind of a sad event. I mean, he got up there promptly at 6 o'clock, and there was I counted 9 supporters there for him. If there were more than that, then I completely missed them. The rest were protesters, media. There was about 20 police officers. All in all, just kind of a sad showing.
All right, we will talk with you tomorrow at 8:20. Thanks so much, Kyle.
My pleasure, Tony.